Turning the clock back on November 24, in 1963, John F. Kennedy's assassin Lee Harvey Oswald was shot dead by nightclub owner Jack Ruby 2 days after the assassination of the US president.
He's been shot. Lee Oswald has been shot. There's the man with a gun. It's absolute panic.
In 1974, the bones to the early human named Lucy were discovered.
Lucy is the poster child for the Australopiths. She walked upright, but belonged to the world of the apes.
And in 2007, Kevin Rudd's Labor government were voted in, ending more than 11 years for John Howard as Prime Minister.
I will be Prime Minister for all Australians to unite and write a new page in our nation's history.
Topping the November 24 birthday list is Scottish comedian Billy Connolly. He's 78.
My seat is vacant. I'm merely pointing out to you that it exists.
Bev Bevan turned 76, the singing drummer and founding member of ELO. In 1986, he formed ELO Part 2. His vocals are prominent on this hit. Shane Bourne is 71 today, the Australian comedian, actor and TV host.
Due to his extraordinary ability to cope with just about everything we threw at him.
English cricketer Ian Botham, one of the all-time great all-rounders, celebrates his 65th birthday.
Safely away for four. A great innings by Ian Botham.
Champion Australian swimmer Tracy Wickham turns 58. Won gold in the 1978 and 82 Commonwealth Games.
The winner of the gold medal, Tracy Wickham, representing Australia.
Stephen Merchant is 46. He was the co-writer and co-director of the English versions of The Office, alongside Ricky Gervais, and in the movies Hot Fuzz, Tooth Fairy and Hall Pass.
They said, no, Jackman's going to play Wolverine. You'll be playing a giant albino mutant.
And actress Katherine Heigl is 42, starred in the movies 27 Dresses and Knocked Up, and won an Emmy for her role in Grey's Anatomy.
I would have been here sooner, but I couldn't figure out which dress to.
Finally, Florence Henderson died in 2016, aged 82. The actress best remembered for her role as Carol Brady on The Brady Bunch.
Oh, now, Jan, you know that isn't so. Marcia's worked very hard for those things.
Remembering Florence Henderson on November 24.